Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So, Johnny, we're both Barbara Streisand fans.
Oh, Barbara! I love Barbara.
She's a diva, and she does theatrical music, which we both like.
Oh, she's so good.
She's also a dog lover.
I love that.
Yeah, so she had a pooch named Samantha.
Uh-huh.
And Samantha died in 2017.
Aww.
So Barbara told Variety that she had cells taken from her dog's mouth and stomach to create new dogs, Miss Violet and Miss Scarlet.
So she had the one dog and then decided to clone it to make two dogs.
Yes. So she says that the dogs have different personalities. She's waiting to get for them to get older so she can see if they have her brown eyes and her seriousness. I mean, they should have her brown eyes.
Yeah, well, you think if it's a clone.
If it's a clone. Isn't that the whole point of a clone? It's exactly the same.
I don't know how that all works, but yeah, I would think so.
Then she added Samantha's distant cousin, Miss Fanny, to her canine family. So now she has the three dogs,
uh-huh.
Miss Violet, Miss Scarlet, and Miss Fanny.
Yeah.
She suggested a caption for a pic with her posing with her clone dogs. Send in the clones. That's clever. Now, my thinking is what? Like, what if she gets a few years in and those dogs are great and she wants another? Does she go back to the ridge?
I would
dog
think
and
so.
Clone that dog? Or can you clone a clone?
I would say cloning a clone is a bad idea because most sci-fi movies that have clones in them, the clone of the clone
is evil.
Is an evil clone.
Do you remember the movie Multiplicity?
I do remember
with,
that.
With Michael Keaton, right?
Yeah, and then one down was not very bright.
Well, they all just got dumber and dumber as it went on, so I don't know.
I don't know. Would you clone any of your animals? Because I've considered cloning Plinko because I think he's a great dog. He's super cute. And I don't
know. He's super cute. I just feel like you can't clone personality, and that's what makes an animal themselves.
Exactly.
So I don't see the point unless they were just like the perfect size and like the perfect coloring, I guess. But I probably wouldn't. There's plenty of animals out there who need homes.
I don't need
to clone mine. But there would be, Plinko clone would be pretty cute.
It would be really cute because I remember when he was a puppy, he was adorable. Yeah. So I'd love to just see that again. but Jay-Z is now the wealthiest hip-hop artist in the world. I don't know if you knew this.
Wow.
According to Forbes magazine, his net worth grew from an estimated $810 million to now $900 million in the past year. So he took over the number one spot from P. Diddy.
Mm.
But he held that top, or P. Diddy actually held that top spot since 2011. He P. Diddy, is worth $825 million. Now, another hip-hop artist, Dr. Dre, obviously been a very good businessman.
Yeah.
With, beats and all those other different things that he's done. He comes in third with an estimated net worth of $770 million.
So, I mean, obviously, most of this is coming from collaborations and producing and all that.
Producing,
right?
But a lot of like merchandising and things like
all that.
All that
merch.
And, bigger purchases. Like, I mean, Jay-Z owns a basketball team.
That's
professional basketball team.
So this isn't coming from his music necessarily. He just happens to be a hip hop artist who also happens to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, a good mogul.
Yes, a mogul.
A mogul, yes.
Yes, mogul.
A hip hop mogul. Yeah, that's what they call him, right?
Yeah, I think so.
But I wish they'd.
We should have Johnny and Megan Moguls as our title.
Oh, yeah. And we'll be...
We haven't mogulated anything yet, but we could start. That's our first step.
Yeah, we won't necessarily be investors, but we'll just
we'll take other people's money and do our own thing with it.
Exactly.
I like this idea.
I do, too. And that's the Entertainment Wrap for today. The Entertainment Wrap podcast is brought to you by Apple Insurance of South Haven. The power of the Apple, where they're big on coverage and big on service.